prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24th February, 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I'm glad you're with us again. I really am. I hope you all had a great weekend and got to do some things with your family or spend time in worship somewhere. I hope you did. I pray you did. You know, I really mean that. When the time comes, we get a chance to be with family, relax with them, enjoy them. We better take time to do that, folks, because things are getting a little more complicated in this world than they used to be. We're going to discuss a little bit with a gentleman named Josh Davis, a book he wrote entitled Rise of the One World Mind. Now, hang on there, because you're going to hear a lot of things tonight that you're going to want to hear. Maybe you won't consider them good news, but it's going to be news that you want to hear, okay? Before we go there, though, make mention, if everything goes right, I think this weekend it should. We're going to have live Bible study, it's always live, but this time it won't be remote. It'll be right in the studio there at Fields Place, and we'll be doing the Bible study live. It's starting on 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope that you will take time to join us. Last time we had Bible study, a very important lesson. Very few people got to see it. For some reason, a lot of things being shown seemed like they got blocked or disappeared. Isn't that amazing? Strange, isn't it? But anyway, so we're going to try this weekend again. If you want to join us, you can do so by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. At 10:30, we start. We'll always go into prayer requests and praise reports. Then we take a break for a little bit from 11:30, but we get into the Christian worldview news. Very, very important information what's happening in the world today and how it is fulfilling prophecy at breakneck speed. I'm telling you what, folks, it's coming together like a puzzle down the last five pieces. It's really come together very quickly. Now, you saying, preacher's going, everything's going to happen tomorrow? I didn't say that. I'm just saying you can see it come together very quickly now. We'll be sharing some of that after the break with our guest tonight. So join us if you can. If you can't do it on the our website, just give us a call on the number 339-209-5013. You can listen live. And as I'm on the air talking to you, I'll give out a phone number where you can call and talk to us also if you want to while we're doing the worldview news or the teachings. Folks, this ministry exists because you all exist out there for us. We would not last if you didn't help pay the bills. This month, we start March is almost here, and into a month with a very low balance in the books, but I'm just trusting God to bring it in to get us through the month. And if you can help us, we'd appreciate it. But you can listen to us again at 339-209-5013, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern time this coming Saturday morning. I hope you'll join us. And don't forget also that the conference coming up the first weekend of April. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you how dedicated I am to this. I don't want to fly. I said never fly again, but I can't get to Wisconsin the other way on time to do what I got to do. So I'll be going up to Wisconsin on April 4th and 5th. We'll be in Warsaw, Wisconsin. I'll be by myself, so don't. I mean, you might even come and hear some good speakers. I'm not one of them, but you'll hear. One I'm looking forward to meeting very much. So is Pastor Archer Pulaski. He'll be there. Remember the Christian pastor in Canada spent months in jail for not backing down when it comes to shut up and telling the truth. It'll be Dr. Ted Brower, Mr. Pat Chuella, Coach Dave will be there, Don Wolf, Scott Sierra, Dr. Mike Spalding will be there. Now, folks, if you have any questions or comments, just call this number, 715-486-8066. They'll be able to help you find maybe a place to stay on Friday night. Go and stay there with us Friday and Saturday and help you with the information that you might have about anything you want to know. It's 715-486-8066. It's going to be a great 2-day event. I haven't been to a seminar for a long time. I'm not called to preach very often, folks. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm not such a good speaker. I guess they speak hillbilly in Wisconsin. I hope they do. But we're going to pray to join them for a while. I hope you would join us. And again, I want to continue to thank you for your prayers for my brother and Dylan. My brother's still hurting some, but Dylan is also. But they come a long ways from where they were. Thank you for your prayers, and I mean that. And one more thing, I'll make an announcement on. The article that we've been offering this month on the truth behind what happened in Pearl Harbor. Now, folks, how do I say this? We have been deceived so many times by what we call our government. We've been told by preachers that don't know the Bible they're supposed to obey government at all times. Romans 13 says, obey them, do whatever you're told, don't question them. That is not what the book says. That is not what Romans is all about by any means. But nonetheless, we've been deceived so many times. I was deceived into going in the military and during the Vietnam era because I thought it was the thing to do, man. I was going to get out there and protect our country. I mean, deception. But if you want to know how we got involved in World War II, against the will of the people, until they did something to deceive us, make us angry enough to want to go to war, this is a 29-page article that you can make copies of and share with your friends. And if you think they wouldn't lie to us today, you got to read the lie told back in 1941. Seriously, you need to look it up. And I mean that with all my heart. So it's $10, 29 pages. I have to pay for the cost, folks. I just can't give them away. But you want the truth? You have the courage to know the truth. It's available if you want it, okay? Now, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. But I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture very quick, and it's a couple of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's going to pertain to tonight's teachings and tonight's program. In Romans chapter 12, it says this, in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, H-O-L-Y, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, I want you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy unto God. And it goes on to say that. And it goes on to say something else very important. It's going to tie in with tonight's teaching on the rise of one world mind. And be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world, the world's systems, the world's lies, the world's deceit, the world's temptations, the world's benefits. Don't be conformed to this world. We all have been up to our eyeballs so far. But you may make your mind up when you go quit. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Folks, if our mind is not 100% on Christ, at least as much as humanly possible, with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength wanting to serve him, deception is going to take us further and further into a system that we don't want to even discuss, I don't believe, because it's going to scare us. But we're going to do it anyway. We're going to talk about the rise of one world mind. The gentleman tonight wrote a book named Josh Davis that's going to share about what his book's about. And please pay attention. We share examples of how we got to where we are right now in this country, in this world. Josh, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Pastor Butch. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's good to have you, my friend. It truly is. And before we get into what we're going to talk about, the folks out there are probably wondering who Josh Davis is. Tell them who you are and where you come from, what you've done in the past, and what you're doing now.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that. And like I said, it's an honor for me to join you. I serve as staff evangelist with Southwest Radio Ministries. That ministry has been based out of Oklahoma City since 1933. They have been on the radio continuously since April of 1933. And as far as we know, it's the longest continually running Christian radio program in the world. And I'm privileged to be a part of that for the last couple of years, about 2.5 years now. And I serve as staff evangelist with Southwest Radio Ministries. So in a nutshell, the staff evangelist position helps to create content, whether that's for a radio program, whether that's for writing books, writing articles, various things like that, but also help with our ministry side. We have a prison outreach ministry. We helped to build a Christian school in Pakistan over 15 years ago, and we continue to help with that. And we also have a prayer outreach ministry that I help to oversee as well. And I'm grateful for that. My background has been in pastoral ministry. Matter of fact, as we are doing this radio interview, I'm sitting at my home church right now. My father's the pastor. I've served with him in various roles and as an assistant to him since 2007. And God's just given me a heart for people and a heart for his truth and wanting people to know and understand his truth and how we can walk in it. God's blessed me with a wonderful family, a Christian home that I grew up in, a pastor's home, and also married to my wife for over 15 years now. We've got two wonderful kids, and God's been very good to our family.
Amen. Amen. And again, thanks for joining us tonight, because I'm looking forward. I have not had a chance to read your book yet. I'm going to get a copy off of you. I want a copy of this book. I've reviewed it somewhat online, best I could. But one of the statements, and I want to read this, folks, to you very quickly, that come with some of the reviews says, the true church has the light of life this searching world desperately needs. When we succumb, now please pay attention to this, how it's worded. When we succumb to the one world mind or stand out as a beacon of light in the darkness, that's a powerful question. And unfortunately, folks, we had a test given to us a few years ago called COVID, a COVID scam, a scamdemic, a lie, a falsehood straight out of hell. Somebody should go to prison for this at least, if not be put to death, the means of already killed by this poison they call it a vaccine. But I'll watch in this nation we call America, where the church in America as a whole, and I mean a better part of them, at least 9% of them, followed the rules of man, shut down the service of God, the service of churches, and contrary to God's word, shut down the churches, stayed home, obeyed the master, didn't go see the families during Thanksgiving holiday, didn't spend time with their folks. People died in nursing homes by themselves because people obeyed the government. We followed the rules of our king, our government, and the church's mind was deceived into following the mind of man and man's dictates against the laws of God. Now, that was a test on America, the world, but on America I talk about. This is where I live. And the church in America that failed this test miserably. 90% of them are better, failed the test miserably. And again, that's what, are we going to be a beacon of light? Are we going to fall down into this one world order mind system and follow us come together right now, even under our newest president? But anyway, Josh, tell us a little bit about your book. Tell us why you wrote it and what need you saw for it.
Yes, well, exactly what you were saying. It really set the stage very well for the content of the book. Number one, I wanted to open people's eyes to the reality of what's happening around us and how the stage is being set for the end times biblical scenario. And we see that happening with each passing day. The pieces of the puzzle are certainly coming together for those kinds of things. If you look at Israel, you see the pieces coming together. If you look at the globalist kinds of systems, which is basically what this book looks at, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, all these various groups and individuals who are promoting these kinds of agendas. And I wanted to open people's eyes to what is happening. It's right there in plain sight. It's not like I'm going to sitting in my mom's basement .blog.com to find these things hidden somewhere online. They are in plain sight in official documents and official videos from some of these people, and they're not hiding their agenda anymore. It's out there in the open for everyone to see exactly what the plans are. And so I wanted to open people's eyes to the reality of what's happening, because I'm afraid that too many Christians are like that ostrich with its head buried in the sand, and they are just ignoring. We get sucked into watching cat videos on YouTube or whatever else and get so distracted by our daily lives that we don't even pay attention and to how freedoms are being removed from us. You know, one thing that I've noticed is that the American founding forefathers were willing to sacrifice their safety and their security to purchase and preserve freedom. But our generation is the exact opposite. We're willing to give up our freedoms so that the government would give us a sense of safety and security. And I think going back to COVID, that's exactly what we saw happening.
Yes, people were
so scared that they said, here, you can have my freedom. Just keep me safe, keep me secure, keep me healthy, keep me alive. And they were willing to do anything and everything. It's a total reversal of the mindset that this nation, the United States of America, was built upon and founded by.
Especially what the church should be standing on. I mean, that's especially the church, not just a mindset America's founded on, but especially people who call themselves Christians. The church, that mean the Christians let their parents die by themselves in a nursing home or a hospital because they had to obey the law. They couldn't go in to see them. I mean, they wouldn't go visit them during the holidays or if they spend time with them because they obeyed the law. They stayed home. And the church even quit going to what we call church. They quit having fellowship because we're not supposed to be together. You know, you might be arrested or whatever. Out of fear, out of controlling factor of fear, that doesn't come from God. Fear doesn't come from God. Not that kind of fear. Reverence, maybe, not that kind of fear. Nonetheless, the mindset took over the control of the people in America and around the world, but especially in the church in America, I'd say, because we're the ones that were given more than the other nation in the world. They took over the mind of the church in America, and the church shrank under the challenge and cowered in the corner waiting for somebody to come and take care of them.
Yes. Our church is in Virginia, and our governor at that time was Northam, Governor Northam, and he really spoke out of both sides of his mouth many, many times. He would say, do this, and then he would, I think it was famously that he was caught on vacation in North Carolina at one of the beaches. Beach house and things like that, and he came out so strongly against the churches, and here in the state of Virginia, all the ABC liquor stores were considered essential businesses. There's half a mile down the road from our church, and they were open. They were allowed to be open, but they said, no, the church can't be open. At the time, our church was operating a preschool ministry, and the preschool was declared an essential business, but the church was considered to be non-essential. It's totally crazy. And, you know, we gave a benefit of a doubt to President Trump and the administration there at the time, and, you know, for a couple of weeks. But then as time began to march on, we began to realize there's more at work here. And so our church came back into fellowship just after a couple of weeks of staying out. And we began to see, and Pastor Brad, my dad, began to make statements about what we saw happening and how our freedoms are being restricted and removed. And so the call of the book is to open our eyes, but the ultimate call is to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the one we've got to follow. We can't just blindly follow the leaders that are around us. We've got to have our eyes fixed on the Lord and understand his word as we navigate these days that we live in.
Amen. And when you know, I just read the verse in Romans 12, to renew our mind all of our lives. Now, folks, this started way before I was born, before anybody alive, the night listeners broadcast was even born. We've been taught to obey our leaders, to obey our government, to do as we're told in public schools, entertainment, everywhere, every way possible. In the churches, we've been taught to obey man over God. And when the government says be fearful, we become fearful. But don't worry, we'll give you a handout so you feel more secure. You'll be just fine. So whatever he said, what Josh just said, we have to renew our mind. We were deceived into another lie. This COVID scam should have opened the eyes of millions of people, especially Christians, as to what we let happen in this country, and we should never let it happen again. The folks, believe me, there's another one on the way. It could be the bird flu. They just found another COVID strand. They said it could come in this country. They're not done yet. So anyway, Josh, we have to renew our minds because all of our lives we've been taught lies about so many different things.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And early in the book, I get into how to battle brainwashing biblically. That can be tough to say sometimes, so I have to slow down and make sure I say it correctly. But the book of Daniel, chapter 1, as Daniel's a young teenage man coming under Babylonian captivity, they wanted to transform every aspect of his life, his language, his belief system, his values, his God, ultimately is what they were trying to change about him. Every aspect of his life, even his name, they tried to transform him and brainwash him. And I believe in Daniel chapter 1, you see a great pattern for how to battle brainwashing in a biblical manner, as he purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the king's food. And that famous test comes up, and he appeals in a very kind way. He doesn't throw the plate of food in the servant's face and says, I'm not eating this Babylonian garbage. Get it out of here. He says, hey, let's try a test. He appeals in a great way, in a gracious way. He says, let's just try a test for a few days and see what happens. And so he eats of that food, and we know the end of the story, how that he looks so much better than anyone else. And so they changed everybody's diet to what Daniel was eating. And we see how Daniel influenced Babylon and didn't allow Babylon to influence him, and how that God worked through him to transform his world, his culture, even in exile under Babylon. And so we can do the same thing in our day as we take a strong stand for what we know is right, as we stand firm upon thus saith the Lord, the word of God, just as Daniel did thousands of years ago. I believe that Christians today are called to take this strong stand and stand against the brainwashing attempts that are trying to transform every aspect of our lives.
And they're doing it in so many different ways now. I mean, we are absolutely surrounded by the enemy. You know, the one world mindset is rising by leaps and bounds, and I'm seeing it so much. And I'm going to say this, and I get criticized for this, but I can't back down on it. I got a letter from a prisoner listening to a radio show out in Washington State. Last name I think is Brimmer. He listened to the program, and I'm going to answer some of his questions on the air next week, he asked me. But nonetheless, he said, "What?" More or less kind of ridiculed a little bit, why I don't get in behind Trump 100% and back him. And I understand the feeling, because I've seen Trump do some things I'm all for. Hooray, 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 keep on going, keep on doing it. But behind the scenes, he's doing things that the people need to look at, brother. It's called a one-world mindset rising with AI. My doctor told me last week that soon he won't be there. In a few years, they won't need physical doctors. There'll be AI would answer the questions for you and decide what you get and what you don't get, where you live or die. He wants to get rid of the IRS, which is a wonderful idea. And the Federal Reserve is also a wonderful idea to get rid of that. But behind that is a new system, and he was bringing digital currencies. Now, folks, please listen to this. The elite of this world, the oligarchs of this world that run this world system, don't want you to be free. They want to keep you under the control. They'll throw you something as a rope. So grab this rope. We're going to save you now. Hang on there. And there's a hook in that rope. Always have been, always will be. You can't trust any man. You better keep your eyes open, because when they're dangling a carrot in front of you, they're probably sticking a butt with a stick, because they're going to move you where they want you to go. And they'll have all kinds of good ideas, make you follow them right along. I mean, Roosevelt had good ideas. Social Security turns into a socialist nation. No one thought about that, but it worked very well. We've lost our mindset of trusting God alone, and Trump cannot be trusted, not because of what the people are mad about. I'm not talking about what he's doing by cutting jobs and all that. I think a lot of that needs cut. But what he's doing behind the scenes, folks, is bringing forward things that you just, I mean, he wants to get the temple back in Jerusalem so they can start doing sacrifices again, which is prophecy. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled every day, a lot of it through Donald J. Trump. So that's one reason, Mr. Bremer. I don't trust Trump. I don't trust any man in office that has the kind of power they do to make my decisions for me. But so we're seeing this mindset, though, start to take over our minds more and more every day. And you said it, brother. Most people spend all day long. I'm going to say, may not most, but a lot of them, the whole day on a computer somewhere on the cell phones. When you walk into a business anywhere around at the dinner, people got their phone in front of them, scanning through their phones, sitting in the front room at a family gathering, scanning through their phones. That phone now controls their mind. They don't want to admit that, but it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it absolutely does. And we see, you know, technology and everything has just increased exponentially. And to me, that helps us see how short the time is, that exponential curve that we have seen with so much of the stage being set. And technology plays a large part in that, whether it's the AI technology or the digital technologies. In fact, they estimate that by the end of this year, that 30 states in the U.S. will have a digital identification system. And what I think the ultimate goal for these digital IDs.
I want to say one thing, which will mind. I want to say one thing. Thing. They do already. It's called a digital driver's license picture.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And yes. They say that 30 states will have that by the end of this year.
I think you'll find most of them already do. More than 30.
Yeah.
Of them. Go ahead.
It's really picking up, and I think the ultimate goal of all of that is a global citizenship. In order for the Antichrist to have a one-world government, he's got to have a one-world citizenship. And when everyone in the world is digitized and their face is scanned and they have that on record, your biometric data, in other words, it could be your fingerprints, it could be your face scan, and we could talk about so many things that are happening across the world, including in the European Union, they've gone back and forth. They actually wanted to launch a new border crossing system to anyone entering the European Union countries back in the fall, but they delayed it, and to my knowledge, it's still not been gone live yet. But people have to have their face scans and things like that.
Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought. Boy, folks, I told you, great program. It's flying by already. 844-769-2944. If you want to join us on the air and share your thoughts, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back. I'm talking to Josh Davis. I'm going to have Josh give you guys information. I ordered a book in a few minutes, so get a pen and paper handy, please, please. And I wish y'all could have heard our conversation off the air. Break time has to come, folks. That's the sponsors pay our bills here, along with y'all's help. So we gotta have the break times. But we were discussing many different things during the break, and wish you could have heard. But again, folks, I'm telling you that we've been led into this loading chute for many years now, and it's going to be hard to get yourself turned around and then try to tell others to do the same thing. But you're making a point, and folks, I'll tell you this, I just told Josh that every state in the country I know of already has a digital ID system. When you get your driver's license, anytime about the year 2000, your face is now loaded into Interpol as an international database all over the world. They can read your face scan. But you go ahead, Josh.
And the point that I was making with the digital IDs is that it's on your phone. You don't get a printed card anymore, no more plastic card to carry around. And, in fact, we're seeing our money move in that direction. You know, Amazon has a Palm Pay system that they came out with. I believe it was last year, if I remember correctly, maybe a couple years ago now. You could just register through Amazon, and you hover your palm over this payment device, and it's linked to your account, and it scans your hand. You don't need a wallet. You don't need a card. You don't need anything. You just scan your hand, and you go. And we see the future of money in this technological developments. And the point I was making right before the break was that in the European Union, they have this face scan technology, palm scanning or hand scanning technology, so that people who want to enter the European Union countries, they have to register with this system in order to enter any of those countries. And they can track how long you've been in the country. If someone's overstaying their visa or their passports, they can track where that person may be and go get them and that kind of thing. So it shows you the direction that the world is moving. And the name of the game is really control. And I was mentioning to you during the break that these things have been in motion for quite a while. And I think it's that slow and steady change that we see over time that is really what's causing a lot of this to happen. Now, in the book, I've got a historical example that I think your listeners would be interested to hear. And sometimes when I share this, I get a little bit facetious with it because I try to keep people guessing. When do you think this was? When do you think these things were written? And so these were Protestant church leaders that were envisioning a system of world peace. They were asking for a world government of delegated powers. They called for a worldwide freedom of immigration. They called for a democratically controlled international bank. They called for a universal system of money. Now, these are Protestant church leaders. It's not the United Nations calling for these things. And I could ask your listeners, when do you think these things happened? And it goes on from there. They reasoned that a lot of the duties that were performed by local and national governments, here's a quote, they said, can now be effectively carried out only by international authority. And so what was the ultimate goal that these Protestant church leaders were envisioning? Now, this is a direct quote from them, and just listen to what their vision was. A duly constituted world government of delegated powers, an international legislative body, an international court with adequate jurisdiction, international administrative bodies with necessary powers, adequate international police forces, and provision for enforcing its worldwide economic authority. And so when was this written? Who were these church leaders? Well, this story was published by Time magazine back in March 16th of 1942. Yeah, March 16th, 1942. So this move towards globalism is not new. It's infiltrated the Protestant church many years ago. That article was called Religion, American Malvern. I've got printed copies of it just so I could keep it and preserve it if it wasn't available digitally anymore. But it is available digitally to the best of my knowledge. You can go. Time magazine has a lot of their archives available online, including that March 16th, 1942 issue that includes that particular article, speaking about the National Council of Churches, which was then called the Federal Council of Churches. And we know that's been a liberal Protestant movement, but still to see that it goes way back in American history, this push for a global one world system, even among the Protestant church.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. And I wouldn't have guessed that far back. I was going to guess in the 60s and 70s. But clear back to 1943, you said?
42.
Even before we were really involved in World War II, they're already discussing this. Well, I mean, that was what they brought in. They used to have the League of Nations. Now it's a UN. That's all been brought in for that purpose.
And yes, we know that. Absolutely. But, right.
So, but
right.
You look back on that and go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the UN is one of the major players with this push towards globalism and everything that they're seeking to bring in. You know, they have their agenda and 2030, and they got those 17 sustainable development goals that they are really seeking to bring in. Now, you know, I get a little bit facetious again when they talk about one of the goals is zero hunger. Oh, no, how terrible that the UN wants to see zero hunger. I'm not against that goal necessarily. But what I am against is the way that the UN wants to go about reaching that goal. And this is what I said, I think it was way back at the opening of tonight's program with you, Pastor Butch, is that these things are online. If people want to research it, you can go to the UN and they spell it out very clearly what the agenda is and how they want to accomplish these things. It's total socialistic, communistic means to achieve these kinds of goals. They want to give people equal access to farmland to help reach zero hunger. They want to give people equal access to financial resources to help reach zero hunger. They're using communistic and Marxist means to bring us towards that globalistic system. And the United Nations isn't trying to hide this behind a veil anymore. It's out there in the open for anyone and everyone who wants to see it, who wants to read it. But as we've said over and over and over again, so many people are just distracted by their daily life and watching their shows and everything else that they get involved in, that the UN is probably right, that most people won't even care, even if we have it posted on our website for all the world to see. They will ignore it. They won't read through it, because you spend 2 or 3 minutes reading through some of the legal language that they have on some of these documents, and it does make you want to go take a nap for quite a while. It gets really boring. But as you begin to really stop and think about the agenda that they are trying to usher in through these globalistic goals, and it's totally driven by Marxism, it helps you to see they may have a good goal and they may market it in a positive way. Who's against hunger? I think the Christian worldview has done more to solve hunger than any other worldview. But we don't do it through these Marxist communistic means. Even in Amen. The New Testament church, they willingly gave of themselves to other people. It wasn't coerced. It wasn't forced. And yet we see the UN, the World Economic Forum, linked arm in arm, and we could really go down another trail that's tied to all of this, and it's the realm of science, and we talk about the climate change. And Pastor Butch, it's interesting to me, too, how that all of a sudden they stopped talking about global warming, and they started talking about climate change, and it gives them that guilt and fear weapon to motivate people. You know, we've got to transform this world right now. The future generations are at risk. It's all going to fall apart if we don't act now. They use guilt. They use fear. And climate change is one of the key tools to fuel that guilt, to fuel that fear, and to help people to get on board with these Agenda 2030 plans and other things like this that the World Economic Forum and the United Nations have to help us reach what they call that Agenda 2030 and the plan that they have for the world. But it's all a guise to bring in this globalistic system that they want to usher the world into this new phase.
Now, Josh, all that's so important and that's really interesting. But what's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Yeah, I know.
Now,
yes.
I mean, you know, you're worrying about all this, and I can't even afford a dozen eggs. I mean, what's the matter with you all?
Right. Well,
that's people's mindset, though. I mean, they don't understand that they're working to bring together a world food shortage, and America is one of the targets, one of the main targets now. We're seeing it happening. They're soldering their food sources. They're controlling the way they can. And, yes, they do mess with the weather. That's been going since the 40s. They've been playing with the weather and really got it messed up. But that's, you know, all these come together to get people fearful enough to follow the rules. This is
right.
A mindset. And the Antichrist system, the beast system, will have you either going to follow the rules, you're not going to buy or sell. That means you can't eat, you can't live, you can't travel, you can't do anything. And
right.
Trump wants to bring in, wants to further it with AI, which is very demonic, in my opinion, very demonic. And it's going to bring much, much more control into the system. And if you bring in AI, you won't need to meet people, because you don't need people to take orders at McDonald's or even make the burgers. All done by machines. And machines don't take sick days. You know? So corporations be all for that. So they don't need to meet people. So let's dim out a little bit. This is all part of the plan. And people, they're doing it every day while we're worrying about the price of eggs. I'm not saying it shouldn't concern us. But they're doing this while we're playing video games, watching TV, whatever we're doing. Instead of renewing our mind in Christ, we've been entertained right in the damnation. Now, that's a fact.
Yes.
Let's take a phone call. I got two whole listeners here in West Virginia. Let's start with one near where I live. Let's talk to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, yeah. Thank you so much for having this wonderful guest. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Josh, I used to listen to Pastor Noah Hutchings from the Southwest Radio Church on the shortwave in the 90s.
Yes.
You're aware of Pastor Noah Hutchings?
Oh, yes. Our ministry has a lot of archives of his programs and things like that. Yes, and that's one of the responsibilities that I've had.
I'm sorry to talk over you.
No, go ahead.
I'd like to ask you something, if you felt this way, the way I feel, because once I became aware of prophecy and what is coming, it then became an awfully lonely experience and frustrating when it comes to even trying to tell others and to make them aware. You know, Josh, I discovered these three things. Number one, many so-called people who call themselves Christians can't see it. Number two, many people who call themselves patriots can't see it. And number three, many people who call themselves Christian patriots can't see it. That's what I mean by getting lonely and frustrating. You know, if all those three types of people that I mentioned really understood Scripture, they would see that this is the ideal time with this man as president currently, with his vast following and influence on people's minds. So many people just don't want to grasp what is soon coming, because they're putting all their hope and faith in a politician. That's why I really question the faith of all these three types of people that I mentioned. Your comment, Josh?
Yes, well, I have heard similar stories from many, many people who would agree with you. One man told me that it seems like every time he talks to people at his church, they look at him like he's got cauliflower growing out of his ears. And that they just say, now, what are you talking about? You know, and there is that perception of some people, but we've got to continue to share the truth. And ultimately, you know, the call is to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and to continue sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, to continue sharing, thus saith the Lord. You know, I think about 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And I think that that is bled into the church, and that even Christian people are so in love with themselves that they're not willing to look to God's word and understand what God's word says. They're so infatuated with their own lives, their own entertainments, and they don't really understand the signs of the times and the things that's happening around us.
That's why it's hard to communicate these things to people. You're right. But I understand the scriptures and prophecy, and I see, like Pastor Butch, I see what's coming. I'm not fooled by this political charade. The only thing is, it does get lonely at times, but our hope is in Jesus Christ, and God bless you, Josh.
Yes, God bless you, too. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Before I forget, Josh, tell the folks I can get a copy of your book, please.
Yes. One of the best ways that they can connect with our ministry and all that we do is through swrc.com. That's the ministry website, swrc.com. And you go on that website, just search Rise of the One World Mind, Rise of the One World Mind, and you will be able to find it right there. We've got lots of other resources available. I write monthly for our Prophetic Observer, and which is a newsletter, and also our Prophecy in the News magazine that we publish each month as well.
All right, and a lot of my people listening to this program, that listen to this broadcast, do not have computers. Are there phone numbers they can call to get a copy?
Yes. Absolutely. We have a toll-free number, and it's 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And if they would like to write in, you can order through the mail as well. It's SWRC Post Office Box 835. That's Post Office Box 835, Bluff City, two words, Bluff City, Tennessee, 37618. Our ministry has an office in Tennessee and also in Oklahoma City, and I serve out of the Tennessee office, as most of our staff does now.
And give that toll-free number one more time, please.
Yes, 1-800-652-1144. 1144.
Okay, 1144. All right, let's take another call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK. BK, come on in.
Hey there, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Josh, howdy.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you for exposing the Protestant church. That was really educational, and it got me thinking to swing a bat in another direction for a minute or two. You know, the Pope in Rome's health is not good. We should pray for his salvation.
Yeah, he needs saved.
Yeah.
He does.
Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
His real name's Jorge something. I can't pronounce it, but Pope Francis is his WWE ring name. He's just another gangster, a hoodlum, an imposter. You know, all popes are. He's not infallible or the Lord Jesus Christ representative on earth. He's a Jesuit, an enemy of the true Christian church. He's called for sympathy for homosexuals and lesbians. He blesses same-sex unions. He calls for decriminalization of homosexuality worldwide. He supports refugees worldwide, regardless of their religion, like the kind murdering people over there in Europe and taking it over. He supports illegal aliens here in America to make us Roman here. And you know, the Roman Catholic Church is no church at all. It's just a worldwide body of politic. And you know, I do know that there are Protestants who pray to return to Rome. And I do know of the fake Jews and the Jews who both murdered the prophets and crucified the Messiah, Lord Jesus Christ. They're the synagogue of Satan. And, you know, here in America, we have the CIA, the Cocaine Import Agency. But don't forget, they are the Catholic intelligence agencies and Catholics in action. You know, just look up this. Why is the CIA called the Catholic Intelligence Agency? It's a great read. And I wanted to mention a book real quick. There's a book called Ethics in Action for Sustainable Development, edited by Jeffrey Sachs, with a foreword by Pope Francis. It shows how the United Nations Sustainable Development Program is about total control. And in the name of reducing inequality, the Roman Catholic Church charities aid asylum seekers and migrants worldwide. They aid them to meet United Nations goals. I mean, they're the ones who buses and flies these aliens in here. So when we do look at the United Nations in New York City, that land was donated by John D. Rockefeller in 1946. They have the UN Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030, no private property, own nothing, be happy. There's the European Union, Bohemian Grove in California.
Rush. We're not time here. You got to get on through. You got to hurry.
Yeah. Okay, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberger Group, the Freemasons, you throw that in with the baby murders, Planned Parenthood, and the Zionists who basically won all the Middle East, you know, like the Jews didn't crucify the Lord Jesus Christ that's resurrected. That leaves this New World Order, this one world mind, the Pope in Rome and Satan. That's that. There you go.
A lot of good points, BK. I hate to jump, but good points. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Folks, we're down with the last 2 minutes here. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. Call and get a copy of this book at 800-652-1144. And how much is your book, Josh?
I believe it's $20 on the website, and that's what the ministry asks. I believe that's right.
Well, that's cheap enough. 800-652-1144. And Josh, I don't want to say, man, this has been a very interesting conversation. I've really enjoyed this. I mean, we just scratched the surface, obviously.
Yes,
there's no way we can get it all in tonight, but I want to thank you for what you're doing. And we're down about the last, we got about 3 minutes left. So what do you want to tell the folks in closing?
Well, I would like to point out that one of the main calls of the book is to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk about these things, it can leave us in fear, but we know that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, and that he wants us to think clearly as we are facing these days. The church has the answer that the world needs. And if the time is getting short, God has a great gospel agenda for us right here, right now. And the church needs to seize this moment to to get out the good news of Jesus Christ while we still have an opportunity. It's like the game is down to the 2-minute warning, and we are the players on the field right now. We can't afford to sit on the sidelines. We can't afford to just watch the world go to hell in a handbasket. We've got to get involved in continuing to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, to share that and to let that be our focus. You know, Pastor Butch, one of the things that concerns me is that people hear messages like we've shared tonight, and they run out and they stock their pantries, or they buy more ammunition, or they build a bunker, and they're prepared for whatever may come, but they're not spiritually prepared
for what is to come.
And they could survive a zombie apocalypse and still die and go to hell, and how tragic that would be. And so for anyone who's listening tonight and you do not know Jesus as your Savior, that is the most important spiritual preparation. That's the greatest preparation of all that you can make, is to know that Jesus is your Savior. And I don't want to leave the program tonight with just the message of what's happening in the world, but you need to be prepared, dear friends,
Amen.
If you are not, to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can call upon him right now and know that he is your Savior. That's the greatest thing that you can do to be ready for what is to come.
And folks, if you're looking for peace and mind control, Christ will give you that. He can do that. He'll give you the mind to keep you at peace and full of joy. Doesn't mean everything's easy. Nothing wrong with preparing yourself. Nothing wrong with storing food. Nothing wrong with that. These are all good ideas.
Right. Yes.
But without Christ, it comes to nothing. Understand that. This life is short at best. And what Josh is saying is very true. And you know that I'm available. You can call our office anytime at 800-777-4403. You want to talk to me about salvation or any question about the Bible. If I'm not available, they will find me, and I'll call you back. This is a ministry. Yes, we cover headlines. We cover it because it's very important, folks. We're being deceived into hell as a world. Let's not join them. Let's trust Christ. And, Josh, thank you so much again for being with us tonight. I do appreciate you so much. And can we do it again sometime?
Yes, that'd be my honor. I've enjoyed it being with you, and I'm grateful for the invitation to join you tonight. It's been a great blessing.
Well, you tell the staff down there that I appreciate them. I've had several people on from Southwest Bible Radio Ministry, and you tell them I appreciate the ones that come and join me already, and I'll be in touch with you in the future too, Josh. So you take care of yourself, and let's just stand together in the name of Christ and try to make a difference. What do you say?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Butch.
God bless, my friend. All right, folks, I mean, what can you say? Powerful, powerful, powerful interview, and he's right. Unless you know Christ, you know nothing. You have nothing. Your life is useless and worthless as far as making a difference in somebody else's life. You may be able to feed them. Maybe I'll give them something to wear, and that's all well and good. But the soul is much more important than the body. Remember that. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.